You're listening to SBS News.
1 year ago, in a small, quaint park in Salisbury, a Russian double agent and his daughter collapsed on a bench. They had become the victims of an attempted assassination, one that would spark a worldwide diplomatic crisis. But for the city of Salisbury, it hit close to home as well. Local resident Dawn Sturges died from exposure to the Novichok agent after she handled a perfume bottle believed to be the delivery device for the chemical weapon. And while Salisbury has been declared officially free of the deadly nerve agent used in the attack, local shopkeeper Susie Mason says the cathedral city is still struggling to get back to normal.
It has been a very tough year for small businesses. Footfall has fallen by about 10%, and we've noticed that as a knock-on decrease in our takings. So we're really hoping that now we've passed the annual anniversary, things will pick up and we can move forward.
On the anniversary, Prime Minister Theresa May visited the city to promote the region and thank locals for their patience.
What we have seen over the past year is a tremendous effort from the emergency services and from the councils, with government support as well, from our armed forces who've done a tremendous job. Decontamination is of all the various venues that were affected is now over. Salisbury is open for business.
She visited stores, engaged with shoppers on the streets, and spoke to local civic leaders during a tour of the city. She also reportedly met with the family of Dawn Sturges. The anniversary comes just days after authorities declared that the clean-up operation is now complete. Lieutenant General Tyrone Irk, who led the procedure, says a task force had worked for 13,000 hours and collected 5,000 test samples to make sure the area was safe.
The decontamination works that have been going on for the last 355 days in Salisbury and Amesbury should come to a conclusion, leaving the 12 complicated sites safe.
Police are reviewing the initial emergency response to the attack. The head of the local force, Wiltshire Police Constable Keir Pritchard, says he had no idea Mr. Skripal was a former spy until being informed by intelligence agencies.
It certainly made it clear that it would be helpful to be aware if there are persons of public prominence who may face risk.
And the investigation is not yet over. Police still want to know more about the movements of the would-be assassins and believe it's possible there may be a second container contaminated with the nerve agent that has not yet been found. The suspects, who British police say planted the poison, Anatoly Chapiga and Alexander Mishkin, are believed to still be in Russia. They are both reportedly officers of the country's military intelligence agency, making it unlikely they will ever face justice in the UK. But Russian officials continue to deny any involvement in the crime. Instead, the Russian embassy in the UK marked the anniversary by releasing a statement accusing British authorities of making serious accusations against Russia without presenting any meaningful evidence. In Russia, Mr. Skripal's niece, Victoria, has made another public appeal.
I'm not asking for any extraordinary efforts or sacrifices from the UK. All I need is for Yulia to come back home and live her former life, and for Sergei to call his mother once or twice a week like he used to.
Sergei and Yulia Skripal are said to have recovered, but their location remains unknown. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.